Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and welcome to this short podcast from Adept English. Let's give you a story, a news item to listen to today, in English, of course, so that you can practice your understanding. It's a real news story, and for a change, it's a news story with a good feel, not a news story which makes you say, oh no, like most of them do at the moment. So this is something that happened in Canada in December. See how much of this story you can understand on first listen. And then, obviously, because this is Adept English, you know to listen to this podcast several times. Use the transcript, look up any words you don't know, and then listen again until you understand all of it, and you can answer the questions at the end. Here goes. Lynn Marchessault is an American woman whose husband is in the US Army, based in Fairbanks, Alaska. And in November 2020, she set out with her two children, her son Peyton, 13, and daughter Rebecca, aged 10, to drive from the state of Georgia in the US to Alaska in a 4x4. When we say 4x4 in English, you'll notice it's spelt 4x4. And by this, we mean a four-wheel drive vehicle. So the plan was that the family were moving house to be with the husband and father in Alaska. Because of the pandemic restrictions and because of the weather in the northern states of the US and Canada in November being difficult, Lynn Marchessault knew that this was going to be a challenging trip. She'd planned to travel earlier in the autumn, or fall, as the Americans call it, but the travel documents to enable her to drive through Canada and into Alaska didn't come through until November. But Lynn Marchessault was still determined to get there. And it wasn't just her two children in the car. There were two family dogs and an elderly cat as well. So the first 3,000 miles of the journey went well. Can you imagine 3,000 miles? I complain about the journey when I drive 220 miles to see my family in the northwest of England. But if you live in a big country, distances are relative, and I guess you're prepared to make longer journeys. So Lynn Marchessault and her family entered the Canadian province of Saskatchewan, and they were told, fine, yes, stay at motels, but only take away food, please, because of the pandemic. And keep moving. You have just 5 days to cross Canada and get to Alaska. So far, so good. But before long, Lynn Marchessault was scared. Weather conditions had got worse. It was difficult to see because of the snow, and it felt as though the tyres on the car, tyres are the rubber part of the wheel, it felt as though the tyres were slipping, not gripping the road. Lynn also had a trailer attached to the car, and it felt as though this was pulling her backwards. And the weather was a whiteout. She stopped at a petrol station, and after a conversation with a stranger, she got help. The stranger looked at her tyres and told her, these are summer tyres, not the all-weather tyres that you should have. So Lynn had help from the people of the town in British Columbia, where the petrol station was. First of all, to get the right sort of tyres for her car, even though it was a Sunday. So the tyres were fixed, and Lynn Marchessault and her children were put up in a motel for the night. She was about ready to give up at that point. The 5 days that the family had to get to Canada were running out, and the driving conditions were terrible, much more difficult than they'd imagined. So, as the family slept in a motel room, a post was put out on Facebook asking for help from an experienced winter driver to drive the family to Alaska. That's 1,600 kilometres in total. And answering that call, a Canadian man called Gary Bath, who is a ranger with the Canadian Army, and he trains people how to survive in Arctic conditions. So he answered the Facebook post. The two families did a video call, first of all, to get to know one another, and then it was agreed that Gary Bath would drive Lynn Marchessault and her family for 2 days to get to the border with Alaska before her travel documents ran out. So they and the two dogs and the elderly cat and the children could all be reunited with her husband in time for Christmas. And that's what they did. The journey took 2.5 days. The two families have vowed to remain friends, and the story made the news in the US and Canada. Most people are kind enough to help someone out if they can see perhaps that the person needs help to cross the road, or if a neighbour is locked out of their house, you might help them. But volunteering to drive someone that you don't know over 1,000 miles to their destination through snow and ice, well, that's a different level of kindness and generosity. So that's the story. I'm going to give you some questions in a minute so that you can test yourself. Test how much of that story you understood. First of all, just a reminder that if you would like more quality English language learning and more structure, our popular course, Course 1 Activate Your Listening, is for sale on our website at adeptenglish.com. This course is similar to the podcasts, except that I do a tutorial on the vocabulary. We do pronunciation practice, and there are a number of recorded conversations in English, which gives you practice understanding other people as well as me. I also use spaced repetition for vocabulary learning to give you a better chance of remembering. So go and have a look at our course page today. This course will really help your English language learning. So back to that news story. Here are some questions so that you can check your understanding of the story. Answers are in the transcript. Number one, where did Lynn Marchessault and her family set off from? Number two, what was the description you heard of the car she was driving? Three, who was Lynn Marchessault driving to meet? Four, who else was in the car? Five, why did she set off in November? Six, why did the family have to drive through Canada? Seven, what caused Lynn Marchessault first to seek help? And what was the first help that she received? Eight, how was the call to the wider community made? Nine, what made Gary Bath a suitable responder? 10. How many kilometres was the journey? Okay, so see how you do at answering those questions. Obviously, listen a few times to the podcast, and you'll find you're able to answer more of those questions if you've done more listening. Again, answers in the transcript. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.